Welcome to the Home Service Business Coach Podcast, where we give you the skills, mindset, and wisdom to grow your home service business.
Get a front row seat where you'll get practical steps and information from industry experts, enabling you to transition from being the technician, being the CEO, and building a business that doesn't rely on you. So get ready to take some notes because we're going to dive right into it here. All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Dave Mormon here. I'm the CEO at Home Service Business Coach, and I'm very excited to go ahead and roll out today's episode. We call these our member spotlight episodes, where we are able to profile certain members that we've had come through our coaching program that have gotten great results. And our goal with these interviews is to really inspire you for what is possible for your business, because here is the sad reality, is that over 90% of home service business owners actually own a job and not a business. They're not able to have freedom from their business or make above average income. And they end up really stressed out with like a $100,000 business and not getting any free time. And so our goal at Home Service Business Coach is to help thousands of home service business owners see the bright light and see the direct path for how, with coaching, systems, and community, their business can ultimately be an asset that they can own rather than just a job that they go to every day. So we're going to go ahead and roll the episode here. You're going to get to see Landon, our growth advisor, actually interview successful members. And I think you're going to get a ton of value from it. So go ahead, get ready to take some notes and enjoy the episode.
What's going on, everybody? Landon here with Home Service Business Coach. We're with my guy, Trey Lambert. How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Man, it's good to be here. Good to be here with you, brother.
It is.
Second time, I guess, meeting officially in person. You met plenty of times online.
Yeah.
Many Zoom calls. But it's we're at the HSBC Summit, and it's going second annual. And you're in a bit of a different position now.
Yeah.
Last year, you and your brother were up here, man.
Yep. We were up here learning, crushing it out.
Yeah.
This year, it's a little bit different. We got a lot more snow.
That we do.
Yeah. I'm stoked to be here. I've been looking forward to it all year. It's so special because it's a group of guys, girls that have been on Zoom calls for me, it's been 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a reunion. At the same time, it's like 48 hours of hammering it out.
And yes, sir. Absolutely. And for those that don't know, Trey's our newest coach inside the program, man. Some pretty great things, which I'm sure we'll get into. But yeah. Trey, take me back.
Yeah.
Take me back, man, to Perfect Earth. Why the heck did you get out, jump into the crazy world of entrepreneurship, man? And how are the first couple of years in business for you?
Yeah, so I started mowing lawns while I was in college. Was working a couple different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother and I were kind of hammering it out together.
Yep.
And then when I graduated, we were making really good money. And I was like, I don't want to give it up. So we kept rolling with it. Did it for about 2 more years until I figured out I've got to have some help. I found Dave on Instagram and called him. We had an onboarding call.
Yep.
And he was like, what's one thing you want to get out of this that you want? And I was like, my time. My number one thing was I just want to be able to go fishing. That was what I told him.
I love it.
And right then we were right about 400,000 in revenue. And then here we are now, which has been 2.5 years later.
Yeah.
And we hit 1.1 million this year. So
let's go.
Stoked.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. How does it feel?
It feels good. I was talking with Alex up there, and we were talking about, hitting that $1 million mark is something that we've been working so hard to get. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the day after you hit it, it's like, well now we got to hit two. So, but no, it's been a really fun journey. It's been a long journey. It has not been easy. But I will say the decision that I made to get in this course, working with Dave, working with you, it probably would have taken me an additional 3.5-4 years. Maybe if I've already given up, because the burnout.
Yeah.
Totally. But, yeah, here we are. It's definitely a cool to be in this seat where I'm at, to be a coach.
Yep.
And also to hit one of my goals that now we got to make some new ones for next year.
Yes, sir. We got to make some new ones. That's for sure, man. Yeah. Because I know that, break us down some personal timelines here. I know you had your daughter, Lucy.
Yep, had Lucy in the middle of the summer.
Middle of the summer of 2023, yep. And then you got married to Morgan.
Yeah, it's been fun.
It's been awesome. Yeah, that's great, man. And was that like a big kicker with like building a business, need more time. I wanted to have more time fishing, right? But yeah. Obviously as well too, man. Like
now I got time with my daughter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like what is that? Like, you know,
it's awesome. Yeah, you can't buy it back. That's the most most valued thing is time. And I'm learning that now, especially having a daughter, you know.
Yeah.
It's I'm dying to get home.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, many days of the week, I go in, I get the guys going, we have a management meeting, and then if I want to get home, if I need to get home, I can be home. I'm not losing money, because I was on the truck. Whenever I was on the truck and I needed to go somewhere, I'm not making any money.
Mm-hmm.
Now I am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just got back from a Montana trip with my family, my brothers and my dad. We drove up there and I was making money while I was on Montana.
Yeah, what's wrong with that,
man? Yeah, yeah. So it's a really cool feeling to be able to systematize your business to where you don't have to be involved in the day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always want to be somewhat involved in the day-to-day, and I think that's really important, especially in my industry, but making money when you're not there is
pretty cool feeling. Absolutely. So, and you have the choice. You know what I mean? And Trey, everybody comes in with different goals or, you know, reasons as to why. Some, again, I want to have more time with my family. Some, hey, I just want to make so much money and turn this thing, invest in real estate, right? Whatever your option is, the side of the fence you're at right now is let's just allow you that opportunity, that option. If I need to be home, I can be home, but not where you're currently at, where you're strapped. Like, I'm not even talking about monetarily. You're just strapped for time, energy, and maybe even you thought about giving up. Like,
yeah. Oh man, burnout so calm. You know, in every, you know, and you see it every day in the home service industry. I have so many guys back home reach out to me, mm-hmm. you know, wondering how I manage my time. They see that I do it differently. A lot of the guys that have been doing the trade aren't doing anymore that were back home. For me, you know, I do have time for my family. I've got three other investment partners and we started a new real estate company together.
Yeah.
So awesome, we've been doing that this last year. Now Perfect Earth is mine.
Yeah.
But did have the time to diverge in the real estate game. And fortunately we've been crushing it. But that's just time that I have.
Yep.
You know, it's been a good year.
And I know you like your classic cars too.
And I love cars. Yeah. Yeah, I do diverge into that.
Absolutely. You got a Bronco?
Got a couple Broncos.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've seen the Instagram.
Yeah. I'm a big classic car guy and actually finishing up. I would have drove it here if we didn't have 4 feet of snow, but I've got a 69 Continental. It was my great grandpa's.
Beautiful.
And we've got a set of 6'6" Longhorns for the front of it.
Oh, man. There you go, man.
If that doesn't scream, I'm going to landscape. I don't know what else does.
Lincoln in long cars. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Brother, absolutely.
I love it.
Trey, was there a shift in, like, obviously you being on this side of the fence now?
Yeah.
You're talking with guys, and I want to dive into that on kind of what you're seeing that is. But was there a moment? Was there a shift for you? Coming on board to now where you're at, was there a shift? Do you remember a visible shift?
Yeah, definitely a mindset shift. Mm. One being, now I got to hold myself even more accountable now for everything that.
Interesting.
Interesting. Because I'm coaching people, I need to be making sure that, you know, I'm doing everything as well.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, I've gone through the course for 2.5 years.
Yes, sir.
You know, done everything that I've needed to do. But being in this role holds me more accountable for myself.
Mm.
For me, I think it's going to help me for my personal stuff as well. Teaching guys how to do what I've done.
Yep.
And then all at the same time, making sure that I'm doing it myself. So for me, I think the role definitely has been a mindset change. As into, hey, now I'm going to have to be teaching these guys what's going on. And for me, it's a blessing for sure for me to be able to do that to others.
Mm-hmm. And what's like the biggest, your favorite part of it, man? Like, I know you were just getting going. You're just getting going, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's your favorite part thus far?
Man, hearing people's stories about where I was.
Mm.
And a lot of people will tell what their situations are, whether that's been, they've been doing it the last 10 to 20 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And hearing what they're going through and I'm able to visually see it rather than being in their seat where I was and being able to say, hey guys, like, there's a finish line to this. You know, and I think the goal of entrepreneurship, you're always learning every single day. Yep. I was reading a book the other day and he said, entrepreneurship, you don't ever stop learning.
Yep.
You know, school, you go learn a trade and then you stop learning.
Yep.
Entrepreneurship's continuous. So, you know, for me, the position where I'm at to help guys, it's cool to be able for them to see what they can do in 2 years.
Yeah.
Going through what I've done. So.
Totally, man.
Yeah.
Totally, Trey. And it's, I don't know, man. You remember last time we were here, we went to that kind of weird and sketchy.
Absolutely. I forget.
Yeah, I know, right? Like a legendary time, right?
Yeah.
But how we got there, we ended up at a place we never thought we would. And we just kind of moseyed on about Vancouver, Canada. Beautiful city, checking out. It was kind of cold, right? Awesome. But the vast majority of entrepreneurs, they're just moseying on about, just trying to figure it out. And it's like, again, you can spend the time and again, talking to yet another guy.
Yeah.
One side of the fence, now he's on the other. Like, what would you tell that person that is skeptical, Trey? Like, you can mosey on about in Vancouver and or in business and you're trying to figure it out.
Yep.
But that 3 to 4 years, I mean, man, like, how much, that's worth millions. Like, literally now, that is worth millions of dollars.
The three to four years is, again, you know, we're talking about having my daughter this summer. I'm now seeing how much time is. It's the most valuable asset you got.
Yep.
So, you know, making that initial investment, you know, I know it's tough. It's a mindset thing for a lot of guys, especially for me, is like, you know, being on the truck and valuing every single dollar, which I still do. I value every dollar, every penny, but it's an investment in yourself. And what I've learned, I'll have people reach out to me all the time, like, hey, what do you recommend me like investing in? You know, cause I have real estate. I've got classic cars that are all appreciating.
Yep.
What can we do? What can I do? And it's like, you got to invest in yourself. Like LeBron James spends millions of dollars on himself, on his training, on his workouts, on his foods and everything.
Yeah.
He invests that much money in himself to produce an outcome.
Yep.
So you're your best person to bet on.
Yes,
why
sir.
Not? Like, bet on yourself. Like, I would bet X amount of thousands of dollars on myself. Do it for yourself. Do it for your learning. Do it for your time. Speed up your time.
Yeah,
where you want to get sooner than later.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, I can already hear people, and we can probably already hear people. If I was LeBron, and I had all that money, I'd been doing the same thing.
Oh man,
But how many guys actually do in the NBA?
Yeah,
and seriously, ain't nobody else doing that. And there's a reason why.
Yeah,
he didn't always have that wealth, and it's the same with business. You snap your fingers and you're at this point, right? But if you can get an assistance of a 2% increase on whatever that is, you're going to have to kill to get that 2%. And it's those guys, Trey, I think from what I've seen, it's those guys that are like, man, this is worth almost everything to me. If this doesn't work out, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
And it's like your back's against the wall and you're like, man, if this thing has to work.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen?
Yeah.
And you're gonna show up.
Yeah,
you're gonna get the work done.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's such a good investment. You know, I think I posted on one of the pages about her last year bottom line.
Yep.
You know, our investment of this program, we added an additional 200 some thousand plus an increase in our net profit. So,
best of both.
When you're making 200 grand extra at the end of the year, why not?
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. You get more time back than anything like that. Any final thoughts, any closing quotes, anything you want to leave us off with, my friend?
Or
what are you excited about? You know, what is your hope being a coach here at HSBC? Maybe we'll just go on that too.
Being able to change someone's life for the positive. You know, for me, it's, you know, I was just talking to Dave about, one, how pumped I am to be here. But two, it's a program that I've gone through and I believe, like I truly believe in the program. I believe in the product. You can definitely tell when someone's selling something that they don't believe in.
Yeah.
It's unauthentic. It's, whenever I signed up in the program, the people that I talked to, you know, I talked to you, I talked to Dave, they believed in it. I got in it and I'm a believer in it. So closing thoughts, you know, when it comes to the opportunity to make the initial investment, make it, we're all entrepreneurs. We're all taking risk, where we're at right now. But you know, there's no better risk than to take it on yourself. I mean, just take the initiative to invest in yourself, invest in the program. But I'm more excited about being able to change people's lives.
Yeah,
better.
You know, absolutely.
I've seen it every day. I've been able to help people back home. If you can change someone's life, I mean, what's a better gift than that?
Absolutely, man. And on that point, and thank you for sharing, Trey. I want to piggyback off that, man, because you just reminded me. Speaking with a gentleman yesterday, and at the end of the call, I never get heated. I was so heated, Trey.
Yeah.
So heated, and I'll tell you why. I am just bought and sold, as are you, with what we do here because, again, I see where you're at and I see where things happen. If, again, you're showing up, you're doing your work and all that good stuff we won't get into. And I was so choked because I'm like, yo, Trey, I swear, this guy, he's so in his ways. He's verbatim 15 years, same year in business. Yeah. And I'm like, man, you can't afford not to move forward with this, man. I'm like, man, just get out of your own way and let us help you. And I was so heated. I was talking to my lady and she's like, I love the passion.
Yeah.
But you can't sit here and help everybody.
Yeah.
You can't, you're not a miracle worker, yeah. You know? And it's again, you've heard me say this before, Trey, like we can't help everybody, but you don't know, like schedule a call below. Like we got to figure out if we like each other. We got to figure out if we like you, if we can even help you, right? Like that's just the bottom line of the situation. Because yeah, we're kind of bought and sold on this sucker.
Yes.
With that, Trey. So, like, what would you say to as a quote or anything else, man? Anything else you want to add? Anything else we haven't covered here?
What's a good quote,
man? Here, I got one for you. I'm going to ask you a question because I think some people think I'm gonna hard close him and this and that and the third, right? Am I an intimidating guy, Trent?
Not intimidating at all. And I'll be in a bad way, my man.
Yeah, you really said that. You really just said that. I lied myself up for it. I lied myself up for it. No, but seriously, if you have been contemplating this, like, I mean, come on. You gotta have a coach like this? Like, come on. You know, just don't repeat what he did. When you come in, like start, you know, get around, get the mindset. Don't delay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I delayed a little bit. I was so set in my ways.
I love it.
And I broke myself. I should be already a year in advance
than
I am now. But it's hard, you got to make sure when you come in here that you're like a sponge.
Mm-hmm.
Be a sponge. Come into the program knowing, hey, just act like you don't know anything and then start from ground zero. Because a lot of guys that I talk to, they, you know, again, they've been doing it for 15 years. They're so set in their ways. If you get into this program, just be a sponge, start from ground zero. You can't build a house on sand.
Yes, sir.
Build it on a good foundation.
Yes, sir.
And this program is your foundation. And it's made of cement, so even better.
Absolutely, my friend. There's the good luck coming into play.
I had to throw it on.
I love it. Well, everybody, Landon and Trey here with HSBC. We look forward to talking with you and hopefully working with you. If you found value, leave a comment, subscribe to wherever you're listening to this. And in Trey, like just how you found out about HSBC and how so many others find out, share it with a friend. That's it, right? That's all we ask for. Whatever piece of content, share it with a friend. But Trey, my man, excited, dude.
So it's thank
you.
Week.
Absolutely fine. Take care, everybody. I'm talking to you soon.
All right, so I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I hope that you were able to get some key takeaways and really see how our members are absolutely crushing it with their business. And I hope that it inspires you to go ahead and do the same. So as we mentioned on the episode, if you are interested in learning what we do at Home Service Business Coach, how we've helped hundreds of home service CEOs scale up their business for more income and more freedom, you can go ahead and check out the link down below. That will get you on a 20-minute phone call with our team that can actually show you more of the back end of our program and make sure that it's a great fit for you. So want to go ahead and say thank you for watching and go ahead and stay tuned for more content coming in the coming weeks. Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. Please share it out with other home service business owners that you think it can benefit. And if you want to get your hands on the systems and coaching to scale up your home service business, then book your free strategy call with our team at homeservicebusinesscoach.com.